Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. At Buffalo Wild Wings, Tuesdays are our favorite. Because every Tuesday, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. You get a free traditional snack or small wing with any traditional wing purchase. Restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Mastro Subaru is the place you need to go whether you're looking for a new Subaru or a pre-owned vehicle. Right now, they have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, so you can find the perfect car for you. And the best part is, you get a stick carrier discount. Special pricing just for being a stick carrier. Mastro Subaru, they got two locations, one in Tampa, one in Orlando. For more information, check them out at MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave you my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Yeah. Right. Yeah. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
This Bucks Uncensored podcast. Halftime just ended at the Super Bowl. Justin Timberlake was fantastic. Pink was even better with the national anthem. Hell of a first half. I have no idea what's going to happen in the second half. I'll go downstairs and watch it once I'm done recording here. But quite frankly, this is Bucks Uncensored. And the outcome of this Super Bowl is not important to me. Ultimately, I do not care who wins. I do not care who loses. I do not care what happens in the second half of the game. What I do care about is some of the movie trailers that I'm hoping will come out. Avengers. Westworld 2. So we'll see if that happens for me. I am inspired. I'm inspired by the Philadelphia Eagles. That a coach early on in his tenure made a team believe that they could be great. Yes, they brought in some new names. But he changed the culture in Philadelphia, a culture that had become toxic under Chip Kelly. But with a plan, losing his quarterback, not panicking, staying aggressive offensively and defensively. It's inspiring to me, and I hope it's inspiring to the people inside One Buck Place. You all are listening to this on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever you're listening to this. It is after the Super Bowl has ended. Meaning, the 2017 season is dead. It's over. I implore you, I urge you, I beg you to join me in forgetting the disappointment and anger that you felt in 2017 during that fall, during this last football season, and embrace the future with me with this team. I am done with Jason Light saying that the expectations, almost like they were too much for him. I'm done with the debate about Jameis Winston. I'm done with the debate about the leaders in the locker room. I'm done with the debate about the coaching staff. What's done is done. I'm ready to look forward because, fuck it, if these teams, if these organizations can turn it around, as many of them did in 2017, including the Eagles, then fuck, the Buccaneers can do the same. They've got too much talent to not be right on the edge. I'm ready to ignite this fan base again. I'm ready to get excited about my team again. And I am not going to sit here and harp on the past again and again and again. I told you during the month of January that January was for us to vent, get it all out, because once January was done, I'm ready to move on. And I beg you to join me in this mission. We did great things as a fan base in 2017, and there's no telling how great we can be together in 2018. We are better together in numbers. I have told you that from the beginning. I want to do our part again to bring success to this area. Again, being inspired by teams like the Eagles, the Rams, the Bills, the Jaguars, that were able to turn around bad franchises and make it back to the postseason. If they can do it, the Buccaneers can do it. I believe, I hope you believe, it's now time that the people inside One Buck Place believe. Starts at the top. Starts with Jason Light. It starts with Dirk Cutter. And it starts now. There's a great commercial that came on during the Super Bowl, talking about how next year starts now. You want to set the tone? You want to have a badass football team, Dirk Cutter? You want a physical football team, Dirk Cutter? It starts now. Not with words, with actions. And Jason Light, keep building the roster. This isn't about just going out and get veteran players. Get together, have a plan. What do you want to do? What do you want to have on your football team? What is the ultimate plan? Because when I look at these teams that were playing in the postseason, it's not just that they're more talented. They were playing as one, and they were playing with a purpose. That purpose wasn't money. That purpose wasn't individual accolades. That purpose was to win as a team at all costs. I don't know how you're going to be able to engrave that mentality into every player in the locker room. Because I think that has been a problem. Playing for yourself rather than playing for the organization and playing for each other. I have seen over the last several weeks players playing for each other in these playoffs, and it's inspiring. It's not just talent. It's not just needs at specific positions. It's want to. It's how bad you want it over your opponent. Period. If you go out and you sign aging veterans, you better make sure you're signing the right ones. Because if you sign the wrong ones, they're just looking for that last paycheck. They don't give a fuck about winning. That's something that the Buccaneers need more than anything. See, I told you a year ago, I believe and still believe the talent is there. Yeah, do they have needs at specific positions? Absolutely. They need a pass rusher. They need a running back. They need a corner. They need positions. But if every player is on the same page, playing with the same sense of urgency, with the same ultimate goal, that is difficult to beat. Period. Deficiencies can be overcome with that type of attitude. That's an attitude this organization, the Buccaneers organization, has not had. It's an attitude we thought we were getting at the end of the 2016 season, but ultimately disappeared for all of 2017. Again, I'm going to forget 2017. For the foreseeable future, I'm going to enjoy this offseason. The momentum starts now. It starts now. Last season is officially over. Dirk Koetter has to have a sense of urgency. Jason Light has to have a sense of urgency. And damn it, as a Buccaneer fan who has not experienced a playoff win in over 15 fucking years, I've got a sense of urgency myself. I want it bad. You want it even worse. Jason Light and Dirk Koetter have to have it. Their jobs depend on it. These players have to wake the fuck up. Jason Light, you got to pick the right players that are going to come in and fix things inside your locker room, not add to the problems you already have. You can't have free agents like Chris Baker coming in this offseason and creating more chaos in your locker room. Learn from your mistakes and don't be gun shy. Do not be gun shy. Learn from your mistakes and go get the right players. They do all these background checks on players that they're going to draft, yet they just willy-nilly just go out and sign free agents. Chris Baker had these red flags with him before free agency last offseason. If you're so careful with guys you're going to draft, do the same in free agency. Again, I have hope. I have faith. I am inspired by the teams that turned it around this year. And I am focused on what the Buccaneers can do this year. Be one of those teams. continue to show the NFL that the losing organizations continue to turn it around. Be a turnaround team. You have our support. We are the diehards. We are the ones spending the money and going to the games. Whether you want to believe it or not. What I want is a little bit of a reward. And quite honestly, and I think all of you will agree with me, for them to turn it around and do what any of these franchises did and make it to the postseason and have an exciting season, I immediately would forget about what's transpired over the last 10 years. I really would. We all really started to forget about it when they went 9-7, which was literally just over a year ago. I believe, I hope, I have faith that the Buccaneers are a turnaround team this year. Yes, there are positions I hope they address. There are types of players I hope they bring in. But more than any of that, I just hope that the Buccaneers are one of these teams that I'm watching next season that play together as one. So inspiring to watch just the Eagles in the first half of this game. Again, I'm recording at halftime. Just very inspiring to watch how hard they played for each other. Yet, listen, rushing the passer, technique, skill, talent. But how bad do you want it? How bad do you have to get there? The Eagles' pass rush was relentless in the first half. I don't think it's because they just have talented players over there. They want it. They want it. I really hope that next season, we'd never have to talk about effort, passion, or lack of want to. My ultimate hope, my ultimate goal, is that the players for the Buccaneers organization play like they want it as bad as I do, and as bad as you do. If that happens, the Buccaneers will be a turnaround team in 2018.
Bucks Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com. One of my absolute favorite gems of the entire Tampa Bay area, where I go to watch my sports and know that I am getting a quality meal every single time, is Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. It's on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater, and all of the food is prepared fresh daily. You can taste it in their quality. Sports Legends Bar and Grill. We love Leo and the gang. Everyone there at Sports Legends. Sports Legends, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored.
You know, I hope for those of you listening to this podcast, rally the troops. Let's bring everyone back together. We know the draft party we're going to put on is going to be gigantic. I have already requested a place that will at least hold 500 people, probably more. 500 with the chance of expanding. We know it's going to be huge. We know we're going to come together. We're going to party our fucking asses off for the NFL draft. And we're likely going to get together a few times before then. But it's got to start sometime, and it's got to start now. We got to put last year behind us. We're going to do our part. We want to do our part. And we want them to do their part as well. So I'm asking, as a favor, as a fan, let's start the momentum now. How much momentum can you build with a 5-11 team? Who gives a fuck what anyone thinks, right? Let us believe. That's all that matters, okay? Nobody thought the Jaguars, Rams, Bills, Eagles, whoever else you want to throw into the mix. The Vikings, when they lose Bradford and they lose Bridgewater and they lose this guy and that guy. Nobody believed in any of these teams. Yet they all were able to turn it around. They believed. We want our franchise to believe and our fan base to believe. And it's got to start now. It's got to start now. The season, 2018 season, the NFL season starts now. It doesn't start in September. It doesn't start with training camp in August. It doesn't start with free agency in March. It starts fucking now. If you're new to the podcast, we give the fans an opportunity to speak their mind in an uncensored fashion. We call them Bucks Takes. You record your voice on your phone. Give it 90 seconds or so. Kind of like you're leaving me a voicemail. Your name. What you're calling about. What you're venting about. What you want to talk about. Give us your opinion in an uncensored fashion. 90 seconds. Keep it short, sweet, to the point. Once you record it on your phone, you just email it to me. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. I'm only going to play a couple. I want this podcast to resonate. I want this episode to resonate. I want you to believe again. I want you to cast 2017 aside and start looking forward to the future of 2018. I need some of you that haven't sent in a Bucks Take in a long time because you've been too down in the dumps to put that bullshit aside from last year, pick up your fucking phone, record your voice, and send it in. We need everyone to believe again. This is what we do as fans. This is what we do as Bucks fans. I will continue to come back year after year after year after year and believe. Believe in the offseason, believe in free agency, believe in the draft, believe going into training camp. And one day we will be rewarded. Mark my words on that. There's two ways to look at it. Either it's scary or it's exciting that we don't know which year that's going to happen. It can be scary because we don't know. And could it be a long time? It's already been a long time. But it's also exciting because it could be this year. I want it to be this year. Teams are turning it around. In a quick fashion, let the Buccaneers be the team that turns it around in 2018. All right, just a couple of Bucks stakes I want to share with you. And I want, starting with Wednesday's podcast, I want to start that momentum. I want to feel your passion. I want to feel what you feel about the Bucks moving forward in 2018. Free agency, the draft. We'll break it all down. But I'm focused on making this team better, and I want to get an optimistic view of this team. Yeah, it's hard coming off a 5-11 season. I get it. But they're not 5-11 in 2018. They have no record in 2018. We'll start with Daniel. Hey, Daniel.
Justin, Danny from Boston, Massachusetts, with another Bucks take. I'll keep this really short. I feel like we didn't learn our lesson from last year when we start talking about guys like Talib and Michael Bennett. These guys are known malcontents. They were known problems in the community at the time. They're still malcontents. I think people forget Chris Baker's a good player before the Bucks brought him in, and he was terrible, and he was terrible in the locker room. They need to stay away from these veteran malcontent players. I don't know, just because they wore a Bucks uniform 5-10 years ago, why people would be interested in bringing back Talib or Michael Bennett. Go out and find some guys that would actually fit in the locker room that also have some talent. Bring them in and let guys like Kwan and Jameis learn from them. I really don't want Kwan getting his example set from guys like Michael Bennett and Talib. Thanks. Nailed it.
All right, Daniel. It's from my podcast when I talked about just bringing in these former Buccaneers. It could work, but just bring in guys that used to play for your organization during years where you weren't successful. Again, is that the plan? Can it be part of the plan? Maybe. Can they be part of the solution? Possibly. But it's not the total solution. It's not the whole plan. I want a full plan by Jason Light and Dirk Koetter. They're not going to share the plan with us. I just want them to have a plan, not to be needing to create a plan. By this point, you should have the plan. You should be trying to execute your plan. The problem is that some of us are wondering what that plan is and if you actually do have a plan. You need it. It's in all aspects of building your organization. From the players you already have, to the players you're going to sign in free agency, to the players you're going to draft. You know, what makes a Buccaneer? Is it just talent? Or are you looking for something deeper? Let's bring on Lee. Actually, this will be the last Bucks take. I'm not going to do any more. I want to keep this short and to the point. So Lee will be our last one. Hey, Lee.
Hey, what's up, Bucks fans? What's up, Justin? It's Lee from the T. Let me thank the sponsors, Mastro Subaru, Buffalo Wild Wings, Sports Legends, and Bricado's B4. Sorry if I'm leaving anybody out. Just want to talk about the draft real quick, man. You know, I'm so over these announcer guys talking about, oh, this guy's a generational talent. That guy's a generation. Every damn year, it's like 10 new generational talents. They ain't talking about the running back out of Penn State being a generational talent. Dude ain't no damn generational talent, man. He the fourth running back on my board. Hell, I got him behind both of the Georgia running backs. He's good. Okay, he might be third best running back, in my opinion. Penny made himself some money at the Senior Bowl. That's for sure. And Charles been the bell cow for Georgia. And Sonny Michel, man, he's a stud. And he's from Orlando, Florida. He's a Florida guy, so I already know he can run up and down the field all day. You can put any three of those names in the hat in the second round. Whatever you pull out, that's the guy you draft. Chubb, Michel, or either Penny. Hopefully we can get Bradley Chubb in the first round. Wouldn't it be something if we had both of the Chubbs on the team, though? That would be something. That I think fans would just go absolute nuts if we pulled both of the Chubbs out of the draft. But I like Sonny Michel, man. Again, Orlando guy. You can bring him on home, man. He's not too close to home, but he's close enough. We'll see, man. Just heating up. Go Bucks.
If the Bucks got both Chubbs in this draft, I think there's going to be a lot more than just two Chubbs running around our draft party. If you know what I mean. It's stupid. This podcast is two times a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays now. Two times. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. If you subscribe, you never miss an episode. The momentum's starting now, so you're not going to want to miss any episodes moving forward. Two times a week, that's it, Mondays and Wednesdays. Subscribe. If you do subscribe, podcast will upload directly to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. If you'd like it before noon, we have a special partnership with our friends at JoeBucksFan.com. JoeBucksFan.com. You go there. It is up first thing in the morning, Mondays and Wednesdays for you, all during the off season. So go to JoeBucksFan.com for the latest and greatest from Bucks Uncensored. For you Bucks fans. Special shout out to the ones that continue to power this podcast and make it happen. Buffalo Wild Wings. Got with me last year, came back to me in December and said, we want to do not just the season in 2018, we want all of 2018. We love the electricity of the Bucks fans and the stick carriers. We need to be a part of this. And I said, okay. Buffalo Wild Wings, they've got locations all around the Bay Area. One right by me here in Pinellas Park. I drive by the South Tampa location now, which is near almost near Gandy on Dale Mabry. They got the Ybor location. I've done an event there. I've done events at Brandon, Wesley Chapel. They got them all over the Bay Area. They got their happy hour, late night happy hour. Wing Tuesday. Tuesday, BOGO wings. Snack or traditional size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Mastro Subaru, also on with us for 2018. We love the guys there at Mastro Subaru. Stick carriers, big-time Bucks fans. If you go to Mastro Subaru in Tampa or Orlando and tell them you're a stick carrier, you get special stick carrier pricing. It's that easy. All these other dealerships you got to, you know, do all your negotiating, which I actually find enjoyable. I like negotiating with that kind of stuff, but what easier way to negotiate than just say, hey, I'm a stick carrier. And you never know. Pete might come out. He might come out and just say, hey, heard you're a stick carrier. Here's the special price we're going to give you. I mean, if you're shopping for a new car, you might as well see what they got for you. They got a location in Tampa. It's right off of Hillsborough Avenue. I'm sure you've seen it before. And they got another location in Orlando. So serving the stick carriers throughout Central Florida. We love the guys at Mastro Subaru. Thank you. Thank you to Bricado Sandwich Shop. Been with us from the beginning. Mike, they're at Bricado's. Huge Bucks fan. Does a lot of Bucks things with the Buccaneers. And just loves this podcast. Loves the stick carriers. Loves the listeners of Bucks Uncensored. You guys have been great to Bricado's over the years. Continue to do that for them and all the sponsors. Thank you to Mike and Bricado's for being so awesome. BricadosSandwich.com. You can have a devil crab or a Cuban sandwich shipped directly to your front door. And sports legends, Bar and Grill. You could say our event, our draft party at Sports Legends last year, just just catapulted us to unbelievable levels. Simply stunning, the turnout we had for our draft party last year. And like I said, expecting a bigger and more rambunctious crowd this year than we had last year. Very exciting, and Leo has been awesome to work with, and they're just great people. Food is fresh. I know Steve, one of our fellow Bucks fans, we were at a tailgate party during the season. He said, you know what? Every single time I go to Sports Legends, it's a great meal. They are so consistent, and I completely agree. The food is fantastic. Easy access to the bar. Great place to watch sports. It's right on the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Friday night is hopping, man. I still want to set up like a night where we all kind of get together during the off season. Maybe it's a free agency kickoff night, or the week that free agency kicks off. That Friday night, we all kind of get together at Sports Legends on a Friday night. I think they got like $7 fajitas, $7 this, $7 that, karaoke going on. We'll just party it up. Hopefully by that point, we've got some signings to celebrate with the Buccaneers. So thank you to Sports Legends. They've been such a great partner, and really, really appreciate everything that they've done with this movement and being a part of this podcast as well. And thanks to each and every one of you for continuing to listen, continuing to download, and continuing your passion for the Bucks. All right. I think we gave each other a month to let out all the negativity, and now I'm ready to move forward and start this momentum the right way. Hope you enjoyed this podcast and get used to it. Get used to the fire. Get used to the energy. Get used to the passion, because that's what we bring. We inspire each other on this podcast. Your voice inspires others. So send in your Bucks takes. Send in your feelings and inspire others to do the same. We are one unit. We are one community. We are one fan base. Let's act like it. We'll end in the words of Dirk Cutter himself. He said these words at the end of the 2016 season. I don't know if he and the team believed it as much as we did, but you know what? It's still a phrase I want to rally around, because it's a phrase that I believe in, and I think you believe in it as well. And hopefully, one day, all of those players inside the locker room at One Buck Place believe it. But hearing Dirk Cutter say it, it just doesn't do it for me. So instead, I play it in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Always enjoy when you do. And that's going to do it for Bucks Uncensored. I'm anxious to hear that passion you have inside of you. Bring it. My next time recording will be Tuesday night, and I look forward to hearing that passion from each and every one of you. For this episode, kind of like what we're going to put in the coffin of 2017, the nail. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.